In June, the Federal Communications Commission will decide whether to lift restrictions on how many radio and television stations and networks media conglomerates can own. Among the firms asking the commission to scrap the caps, Viacom, Disney, radio giant Clear Channel, and the newspaper publisher The Tribune Company. But community groups, independent broadcasters, and consumer activists fear that the FCC is moving too fast and that the public hasn't had enough opportunity to speak out. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The six rules that the FCC may rescind were meant to keep a lone individual or corporation from gaining too much power across the media. For example, by limiting a corporation to owning only one television network. Some of the rules were written when most Americans had only four or five channels to choose from. Media conglomerates have argued in Congress and the courts that the rules don't make any sense anymore. FCC Chairman Michael Powell says he's sympathetic to that argument.
Almost every rule that's being considered here predates cable television, predates direct broadcast satellite television, predates the internet.
Defenders of the rules say the world hasn't changed that much since the days when there were just three networks and PBS. A recent study by investment firm Sanford Bernstein found that just five companies now control an audience share as big as the three networks during television's golden age. In other words, defenders of the existing regulations say the rules still protect the public against media monopolies. Both sides agree that if the FCC lifts the limits, a wave of mergers will sweep the broadcasting industry. But the rules defenders say the public hasn't heard any of this. Jonathan Adelstein is one of two Democrats on the five-member commission and a deregulation skeptic.
This is one of the most important things the FCC has ever undertaken, and yet we've seen virtually nothing on any of the major media outlets about it, particularly on television, which is somewhat disturbing.
Only one network television newscast has mentioned the FCC's deliberations. ABC aired a brief item last fall shortly after 4 a.m. Eastern time. Adelstein says journalists tell him that they're feeling pressure to steer clear of a story that directly affects the companies that own much of the news media.
Sometimes explicitly, and sometimes it's implicit. It's clear to them that it's not a career-advancing move to write a story that challenges the policy that is being promoted by their boss.
72% of Americans had no idea that the FCC was considering an overhaul of media ownership rules, according to a February survey by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Adelstein and the FCC's other deregulation skeptic, Democrat Michael Copps, have been on the road trying to raise awareness and collecting public comments. But FCC Chairman Powell says that's a waste of time. Powell says the rules under consideration are pretty technical. One of them, for instance, limits a single company to owning television stations that reach no more than 35% of the nationwide viewing public. But under that cap, some stations only count as half and others don't count at all.
What we're really arguing about is the technical discussions that go on in Washington. What's the best way to maximize and achieve those objectives?
The media conglomerates have gone to court five times to pressure the FCC into reconsidering the rules. And five times, Powell says, the courts have told the commission that if it wants to keep the rules in place, it needs to justify them with empirical data, not comments from the public.
I don't think that the average consumer can probably individually produce the kinds of data that the court insists we have. I've never said that we need exclusively empirical data. I think there's an enormous amount of qualitative and subjective analysis that will take place here. But what I'm dealing with is an 0-for-5 record in the courts, partly because there's a belief that we are dealing only with anecdotes, only with individualized testimony.
Powell says he intends to have the FCC sift through 12 studies it's commissioned and decide by June. This week, 10 federal legislators, 8 Republicans and 2 Democrats, sent Powell a letter encouraging him to stick to that schedule and scrap the rules. 3 other GOP senators have urged Powell to go more slowly by publishing any proposed changes than seeking public comment. Rick Carr, NPR News.
Rick Carr reports on the battle over media consolidation tonight on the PBS show Now with Bill Moyers. Check your local listings or npr.org for more information.